Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday. I'm Will Gavin and welcome to the first TalkSport Daily podcast of the week. We begin today's podcast with my Sunday session co-host, the former Arsenal winger Perry Groves, looking back at England's defeat to Brazil and why Ollie Watkins and left-back Ben Chilwell may well have played their way out of England contention for Euro 2024.
The Ben Chilwell situation, I've got this sort of beef with left-backs at the moment, because I think Ben Chilwell, he's obviously rusty because he hasn't played enough games for Chelsea. You know, you'd say he's not really match-sharp, but he's one of those players, and I'll put him in the Luke Shaw category, where he always seems, if he just does enough, that you want that little bit more dynamism from him. You want that little bit more energy, you know, that little bit more impulsiveness, and you don't really get it. I think what epitomised his performance is the couple of times it came to him on the edge of the 18-yard box. And if you're completely match sharp and you're completely tuned in and you are being positive and you're on your game, a player of his quality with his left foot, he should be hitting a target both times. And one of them he scuffed completely, the other one he like smacked over the crossbar. And I just thought, you looked at him, you thought, are you worried about getting injured again? Because you should be a lot more energetic going up and down that left-hand side and trying to create a little bit more with Anthony Gordon.
Gallagher coming onto it, and he's flicked it to his right. It's Watkins! Oh, he's over on the stretch.
I think, unfortunately for Ollie Watkins, and because England didn't play particularly well, and I said about the passing wasn't great, and Ollie Watkins likes to run channels, which he's done brilliantly for Aston Villa, because, you know, they hold a high line, they play a little bit different, he gets himself in the box more. I think he's played himself out of being the go-to if you haven't got Harry Kane, because he didn't play particularly well against North Macedonia. When he had his chance, he played up front there. He didn't set the world alight yesterday. And so I think that on Tuesday against Belgium, then Ivan Toney will play. And I think if you're going to look like a replacement for Harry Kane, I think Ivan Toney fits that mould perfectly, because when you see him play for Brentford, he can drop off and he can link up play. He's vision is good. He's got a good passing range, a physicality. And I think he's got a I think Ivan Toney has a presence when you're playing as a lone striker up front that Ollie Watkins doesn't have, because obviously they're different players. They've got different strengths.
TalkSport Daily.
Right, on to the Sunday edition with Henry Winter, the chief football writer for The Times, picking his England 11 for the Euros and sensationally leaving out Phil Foden.
So obviously Pickford, Walker, Stones, Maguire. If Shaw doesn't make it, I think Trippier. I do think he will, despite the campaign for Kobbie Mainoo, despite Conor Gallagher's endless effort, I do think he'll revert to Henderson alongside Rice, and then obviously Bellingham in the 10 with Saka, Kane, and probably Rashford, because he does like pace out wide. I mean, it seems crazy that you can't find a position for Phil Foden. Mm. But Rashford, I mean, he probably could have taken that chance yesterday when he came on, but he's still, this is very much from Southgate's perspective, he is pretty loyal, and I would have thought Rashford would start.
Right, Sunday evening, the final word with Majestic and the former Premier League manager, Alan Pardew.
I liken Gareth Southgate to a guy who's got a Lamborghini but drives it like it's like a Mini Cooper or something, because there's something like the Bellingham, the Fodens, even the Grealish, when Grealish was at his pump. I just think what he's got at his disposal, I think the frustration is, as Premier League fans, and we watch these boys week in, week out, and what they can do, we don't see him do that. And he's a defender. His mindset's defensive.
Yeah, well, obviously our main man, Bellingham, you know, he's... There's little. He does little things in games that just set him apart. Like he's obviously got fast feet, but he's so quick out of that initial 2 yards, you know, and that's always the sign of a great, great player. I personally think he's a number 8 rather than a number 10. I'd like to see him come back a slot in that Gallagher role that he played. Gallagher did okay, but I think it's a bit early for him. I think he needs to go up a couple of levels, really, to get that shirt. And I think he could do that. He has the potential to do that. But I'd like to see Bellingham brought back, Foden in the 10, or your man, Madison.
TalkSport Daily.
Here's Gareth, the Derby fan, speaking to me on Sunday Session, venting his spleen on why England will never win anything while Southgate is the manager.
I don't think England will ever win anything with Gareth Southgate as the manager. It's been 8 years in the job now. His decision-making in matches, I don't think the Brazil-friendly match is really something to use as consideration, but in the match like in Russia, he failed when we played Croatia. When it came to Italy in the final in the Euros, the last Euros, it went wrong for him. And then, of course, it went wrong against France, which was for slightly different reasons, in Qatar. And, you know, in 8 years, he hasn't got a decent centre-back and he hasn't got a controlling midfield player.
Back to Henry Winter and the Sun's Sean Custis reflecting on last week's release of the controversial Three Lions kit ahead of the Euros.
I thought that was just sort of naive. The FA should never have signed it off. I thought it was disrespectful. But
what was even more disrespectful was saying it was a nod to the 1966 training kit, which is a complete nonsense. And utter nonsense. Somebody in an FA press office or somebody somewhere at Nike's gone, oh, how are we going to get out of this one?
This is the problem with the Football Association. Your mates at the FA.
My mates at the FA.
When they negotiate with Nike, you know, Nike, so they take the money from Nike and the FA say, well, we're not for profit organisation. We push it back into grassroots. You know, try telling, you know, the parents of the kids who are wanting that shirt. But of course, for Nike, it's been all over the front pages, all over the back pages. It's absolute marketing joy for them. Kit prices, which for me is the real scandal of Shirtgate, £119.99 for a kid's shirt, the authentic one. I know the replica is sort of £69. I think that's unconscionable.
TalkSport Daily.
And here's big Tony Cascarino on the Weekend Breakfast, claiming that he's expecting Mo Salah will leave Liverpool this summer.
Tries a shot, and it takes a deflection, and he's scored another tremendous goal. Mohamed Salah is in a magnificent moment.
I wouldn't see it as a surprise if he left this year. Mm. You know, the fact that he signed a 2-year last time round and is a year to go, I could imagine him being there. You know, he's the flagship, wouldn't he, for Saudi Arabian football?
Yeah.
Or live tour of football, whatever it is. I just think it's every chance that could happen.
Right, staying with the guys on the Weekend Breakfast, his presenter and Brentford supporter Natalie Sawyer going on a bit of a rant at the Premier League over their fixture schedule.
5 fixtures that they have announced in April are all dependent on how Manchester City and Arsenal fare in the Champions League. They've announced these shit. Honestly, when I saw this, I was livid. And I'm not. It's not an Arsenal problem. It's not a Manchester City problem.
So you're talking from the fans' perspective as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because the problem is, with these fixtures, and they're all caveats. So, for example, Thursday the 25th of April, Brighton against Manchester City. That's been scheduled. This was postponed due to City's FA Cup involvement. They say this one will be moved to the Wednesday should Manchester City be scheduled to play in the Champions League on the 30th of April. Right. So that means they have to put their game back a day if they're playing the following week in the Champions League. This is all dependent on them getting past Real Madrid, obviously.
Yeah.
It's just balmy. Then on the Saturday, the 27th of April, this is what has already been selected as fixtures. West Ham against Liverpool. That's the 12:30 kickoff. 5:30 kickoff on that Saturday's Everton against Brentford. All fine. No problem whatsoever at this present moment in time. But this is what drives me crazy. On the Sunday, the 28th of April, Spurs against Arsenal, North London derby is scheduled, followed by 4:30 Nottingham Forest against Manchester City. But because of the involvement of Arsenal and Man City in the Champions League, those fixtures will be switched around. So the Saturday fixtures become the Sunday fixtures and the Sunday fixtures become the Saturday fixtures, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, in my thinking, why not just assume that that's going to happen anyway and just schedule the fixtures so that You know, you've got the City, the Forest City game on the Saturday, yeah. Likewise the North London Derby on the Saturday. And therefore, no other team is affected by this because you've already scheduled that.
That's too sensible.
Well, this is it. And I understand it's prime time. And for example, Sky Sports are looking at, a 4:30 kickoff, Forest against Man City. We like the sound of that for their Sunday, Super Sunday. But this is absolutely ridiculous and totally unfair on fans. Like I say, you're giving them 10 days notice to perhaps book their trains, which we all know how expensive trains are, to perhaps book a hotel if required. Yeah. I know, for example, looking at the Brentford fans that I know on social media, that the 5:30 kickoff, I don't think there's a train back necessarily.
Yeah, that's an ongoing problem, that one.
Exactly, if it remains as a 5:30 kickoff on that Saturday. So there are just issues aplenty here, which they don't have to be if they just go, do you know what, let's just assume what's going to happen in the Champions League, and so let's move everything along to accommodate so that we don't cause any issues for one fans to the rest of the other teams involved.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Well, that's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app and wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to hit the like button. There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning when Andy Goldstein and Jason Cundy return.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.